Welcome to the Landmark Podcast. I'm Jason Calhoun, pastor of Landmark Pentecostal Church in Texarkana, Texas. We encourage you to visit us on the web at landmarkupc.net for a schedule of services and upcoming events. We pray that you are blessed by the message today. Thank you again for listening. How the King always gives us a choice whether to go back or to come with Him. But I was reading on down in this chapter. Years ago, the Lord spoke something. I wrote it down. I have a little moleskin thing. Well, I got several of them. But this one was from years ago. And I was reading through it, things I'd written down, just in personal journaling and study. And this passage here was written down. And I never have preached. Thought I'd maybe kind of save. And I have something entirely different prepared for tonight. But nevertheless, this is what the Lord has lifted to the surface. So 15 of 2 Samuel, and we'll begin reading, just kind of jumping in here, about the 23rd verse. And all the country wept with a loud voice, and all the people passed over, and the king also himself passed over the brook Kidron. And all the people passed over toward the way of the wilderness. And lo, Zadok also and all the Levites were with him, bearing the ark of the covenant of God. And they set down the ark of God, and Abiathar went up until all the people had done passing out of the city. And the king said unto Zadok, carry back the ark of God into the city, if I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. But if he thus say, I have no delight in thee, behold, here I am. Let him do to me as seemeth good unto him. And the king said unto Zadok the priest, art not thou a seer? Return into the city in peace, and your two sons with you, Ahimaaz thy son and Jonathan the son of Abiathar. Notice what the king said. He said, carry the ark back. If I find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. If he has delight in me, if it seems good to him, he'll bring me back. So I want to just speak for about 5 minutes here, what I feel strong on my heart, knowing what I've been praying about for different ones in this congregation. I just want to give you a word before you leave here tonight. How many needs a word to carry home with you? It's a shame to go through all this and not get a word to take home with you. I just want to preach, put it in the hands of God. Put it in the hands of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lift up your voice to the Lord one more time and let's pray. Let's pray for His help, His strength, His touch, His anointing. Jesus, we need your help. We need the touch of your Spirit here in this place to touch the hearts of people that I cannot reach, but you can. And I pray, God, that you would also anoint us, God, mightily of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Clap your hands to Him as you're seated. Praise God. Put in the hands of the Lord. Many of you, and I won't belabor the point, have heard me preach from this story, many different facets of this story, because there's so many different characters involved. I got to talk fast because I've already limited myself. I said I'd only go 5 minutes tonight. But you know, we preachers, we're allowed a little exaggeration every once in a while. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard some of y'all moaning out there. Oh, yeah, I knew he wasn't going to stand by that. It reminds me of that man, that elderly man that went to the hearing aid place and got fitted with a high-tech hearing aid. And man, he could hear perfectly now. And he came back a few days later to get it adjusted. And the nurse said, man, your family must be thrilled about you getting this new hearing aid. He said, well, I haven't told my family. He said, I've just been sitting around listening to their conversation. He said, you know, I changed my will 3 times. I got pretty good hearing, praise God. I can hear moans and sighs and all of that, praise God. But this story, I have to kind of move fast here, but I think most of you grasp this story of how Absalom came to take the city away from David. And David did not fight him. He left the city peaceably. And we know that there was many other things that were involved. But unbeknownst to David, it seems, the priest that took care of the Ark of God, they brought with the entourage of David the Ark outside of the city. And when David notices this, he turns to Zadok the priest and he says, I want you to take that ark back and I want you to put it in its place in the holies of holies. I want you to place it in the tabernacle of David, rather, which was the place that it was abiding at the time. There is a special place that had been provided for it. I want you to place it there. And if the Lord would favor me, if he would delight in me, and if he wants to bring me back to see it and this city, if that's his will, I'll trust him that he's going to bring me back. But in this situation, I'm not going to try to manipulate it. You know how much I love the ark. You know how I went through all of these rigors and sacrifices and all the things that I have went through to bring that ark there to that place. But I have enough faith in my God that he can take care of this situation, and I'm just going to place it in his hands. I believe that I am speaking to some folks in this room tonight that you have situations that you, amen, may feel tempted to involve yourself in a little too much. You may feel tempted to manipulate the situation. You may feel like that, you know what, I know what's best in this deal. I know how to take care of this. I know how to deal with this. But I beseech you in the Holy Ghost tonight to do what David gave us an example of, and that is to put it in the hands of the Lord. And if he would delight in it, if it be his will, and if his favor is on it, he'll bring it all around for you. Now, we know that this was not the last time that David ever seen the Ark of the Covenant. It was not the last time that he ever saw the city of Jerusalem. It was not the last time that he was ever allowed a man to involve himself with the Ark of the Covenant. No, amen, God did bring it all together at the end, and the story ends happily. And can I tell you that if you'll leave things in the hands of God, that God knows how to take care of things. God knows how to work things out. Amen. God knows how, amen, to make a difference in the situation. Sometimes we try to figure it out by ourselves. We try to do it on our own. We try to take care of it in our own ingenuity. And God is saying to somebody in this place tonight, if you'll trust me, I'll take care of you. If you'll trust me, I'll work it out for you. If you'll trust me, I'll give you a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody needs to trust the Lord. Amen. You know, there is quite a difference between faith and really trusting God. Faith can be momentary. It can be situational. But when the situation doesn't change and you got to continue to have faith in God, that's when it turns to trust that God knows what's best, that God's working in this even though I cannot see it. Amen. And instead of complaining about it, instead of getting that hound dog look on your face, instead of talking to everybody else about it, hello. I said, instead of talking, I want to make sure you get that part. Instead of talking to everybody else about it, why don't you spend half as much time talking to God about it and put it in God's hands and let him work it out. because there's nothing anybody else can do. Matter of fact, if there was anything anybody else could do, it'd already be done. But sometimes you got to put it in the hands of God, leave it alone, and let God work, and let God give you a miracle. Amen. But sometimes we talk ourselves out of a miracle. Isn't that right? Amen. Those Israelites, they come home with an evil report. Those spies, they come home with an evil report and talk themselves right out of a promised land. Talk themselves right out of a promise from God. Amen. It can happen so easily. I said it can happen so easily. And so when they finally was able to go against the city, the walled city of Jericho, what did the Lord say? He said, I don't want you to say a word. I don't want you to speak. I want you to remain silent and trust me. Until a certain point, I don't want there to be anything said. I don't want there to be any talking. I don't want there to be any debating the situation. I don't want there to be anybody giving their ideas on the situation and how they feel about it and their angle on it and how I see it. Getting quiet in here, but that's the truth. And the first words out of your mouth, I want to be praise to God. I want to be thanksgiving, a shout, a victory. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. There is people that God wants to save, but if we're talking about it and if we're trying to give our two cents about it, sometimes we'll affect folks from ever being able to come because we've talked about them so much they can never make their way back. They can never pray through. They can never be restored. Keep your mouth shut. Let God work. Let God have his way and see what God will do if we'll just trust him. Amen. Put it in the hands of God. He said, Zadok, I'm not going to try to figure this out. I don't know. I'm not God. Amen. God's bigger than me. His ways are not mine. I'm just going to tell you to go put it in its place. And you're a priest. You're a seer. Why don't you just stay there too? I'll give you a choice. Amen. I'm going to put everything in the hands of God. I'm not trying to fight the will of God. I'm not trying to do what's best for me. I want the will of the Lord in the situation. How can you fight a man like that? I said, how can you fight a situation like that? A person that just backs up and says, you know, you're not really fighting me. Because if God wants this and if this is God's will, then, you know, it's going to be him that does the fighting. It's not going to be me. I'm not going to step in and do God's work for him. But when you start resisting God, brother, when you start fighting God and his will, you don't want to try to resist God's will. You don't want to try to resist what God is trying to do. You don't want to try to be a hindrance to the will of God being accomplished. Because God is going to have his way. Hallelujah. Now we can delay the process just like they did by talking about it. 40 years, God didn't care if it's 4 days, 40 days, or 40 years. He's going to get out of you what he wants to get out of you. And until you learn to trust him and let him have his way, you're going to keep on wondering. You're going to keep on being confused about it. But when you step back and say, you know what? I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and let God work. I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and let God convict. I'm going to let God stir them. I'm going to let God deal with them. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you, God knows what they need. God knows what needs to happen. God even knows what needs to be taken away from them, how uncomfortable they need to get. You just keep a smile on your face. You just keep patting them on the back, saying, God bless you, brother. Amen. God is doing the work. I'm praying for you, and God will do the work that he needs to do if you'll trust him with it. Oh, come on, lift up your hands to the Lord. Put it in the hands of God right now. Trust the Lord to work in that situation. You see, we let things bother us, and we let things get on us, and we start trying to take it in our own hand. But God, did he not say that vengeance is his? Amen. That's where we mess things up, is when our human will, We want people to pay for their sin. We want people to pay for their wrongs. Bless God, I'm going to get my pound of flesh. Well, I'm glad nobody waited at the altar for your pound of flesh. I mean, we'd still be pounding on some of you. Isn't that right? Amen. We'd still be getting it. Praise the Lord. If we was operating by the law, we'd still be hurling stones. Huh. Isn't that right? One for the money, one for the show. Two to get ready, and you don't finish that. We'd still be working on you. But when we put things in the hands of God, He fits the puzzles together. He knows where all the pieces belong. He can work this thing if we'll allow Him to. But we got to trust Him. We got to trust Him that He knows what's best. Amen. Because if we could reach and turn the right knob and do the right adjustment, make everything just right, we'd do it. But sometimes you got to put it in the hands of God. And one more time, I want you to stand with me right now and lift your hands and say, God, I'm going to put it in your hands. Come on, there's health situations. You need to put it in the hands of God. There's family situations. You need to put it in the hands of God. There's money situations. You need to put it in the hands of God. Hallelujah. And say, God, I'm going to put this in your hands and I'm going to trust you that you're going to bring it out like it needs to be. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. I want you to reach over to somebody. Amen. Not the same old, same old. I want you to reach over to somebody where it's appropriate. I want you to pray. Maybe it's across an aisle. Maybe it's somewhere over another pew. But I want you to pray. Let's pray together right now. The Lord would help us to put things in His hands. Amen. Work it out, God. Work it out, God. Work it out. You know it's your will. I put it in your hands. Hallelujah. 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 I trust you. God, I believe you. I'm asking you to help me. I'm asking you to work it out for me. Hallelujah. Turn things around that need to be turned around. God, I pray you'd work in areas. I trust you, Lord. You know what's best. Your timing's best. Everything about this, you know. You got the details down, God. You're able. You're able to put the pieces of the puzzle that seem so scrambled up right now. You're able to put them all where they need to go. How many's ever seen one of them big 1,000-piece, maybe more, puzzles? Spread it out on the kitchen table. Little bitty pieces like this. Got a big old picture it's supposed to make. Maybe it's a landscape. Those are probably the hardest. Your eyes are scanning until you just about go cross-eyed, looking for that one piece that'll fit right here. Then you say, I got it, and you just don't hardly make it. This doesn't, I mean, it's almost, but not quite. You try to force it and say, I know this thing is supposed to go right here. It's the way sometimes we try to force things. Sometimes you got to go work another piece of the puzzle over here. And pretty soon you limit down all the other fragments, and you finally get down. You say, well, here it is. It's where it belongs. Here's the one that fits here perfectly. But you kind of had to leave alone that certain area. Go work somewhere else. Come on. Quit obsessing with things you can't control and take care of what you can. You can pray. You can be faithful to God. You can read His Word. You can live for Him righteously. You can be a testimony of God's goodness. You can be consistent. You can keep the right attitude. You can keep the right spirit, as challenging as it is sometimes.
You can do that. Let
God work. Pretty soon it's going to come right down. It's going to narrow down. It's going to fall right in place. Amen. God bless you tonight.